Our time now, 8:30 on this Thursday morning from KQWC FM 95.7, streaming live at kqradio.com, your home for Wiener Dieter. Beginning at 9 this morning, we got some great merchandise. Stay tuned for that with Carol Kuster and Quinn Douglas. So stay tuned for that at the top of the hour. Right now, we turn to our community corner for a Thursday morning. It's always a pleasure to have this man with us talking about the great outdoors here in Hamilton County, a man who I credit with some great items each year for visiting the parks here in Hamilton County and their educational programs. It's my pleasure to welcome John Laird, naturalist with the Hamilton County Conservation Office. And John, good morning to you. Good
morning, Pat. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you out here today. And yes, the warm days will be here.
Yes, they will.
Yes,
before we know it, people will be out camping and hiking and biking and enjoying the outdoors, doing a little bit of golf.
And that's why we have you here today, talking about all the fine programs offered at Hamilton County Conservation. It got kind of a start a few weeks ago with the walking stick workshop. You had
there was like five of us that did that. We had created our own walking stick, which is kind of just a fun thing to do. People brought their own sticks, and we decorated them out at the conservation office. Had a good time. And then last weekend, Pat, we had 80 people that attended the maple syrup making program. And that was a joint program between Webster and Hamilton County. We did it over by Colville at Wanoke, at Camp Wanoke. And it was a fun time had by all there.
Yeah, and you've had kind of this relationship with Webster County, I think, over the last few years.
Yes, we have. We've been trying to jointly do some things and look beyond the county lines and network together. And it's nice to do another program where it's you can have multiple stations. We have multiple naturalists. So Karen Hansen, the naturalist there, she was at the cooking station talking about how to cook the maple sap into syrup. And I was at the tree tapping station talking about how to tap maple trees. And then we had a sampling station my wife Susan was at. She was handing out cornbread and maple syrup samples. So people enjoyed that. And fine time had by all that came.
No pancakes?
No pancakes. Cornbread was a little easier.
Okay, so cornbread and maple syrup, they just went hand in hand.
Yeah, the conference center gave us some cornbread that they made for us.
Oh, cool. So now we're on to some other great springtime activities once spring will hopefully get here sooner or later. It's enough of this 33-degree nonsense on this April morning, but you have something very unique, John, coming up next month. And that is a trip to Floyd County. Matter of fact, you brought some
rocks along to us. Well, some limestone, chunks of limestone here. And they look like different shells, Pat, if you look at them. They're kind of neat. Feel free to grab in the little bucket there and look at them. What I've had is people have asked me if I could do different things outside of the county where we travel to locations. And so this is an attempt to do that. And we've had people do this before. So what we do is I need to have you go to mycountyparks.com, go on the Hamilton County page, click on the Fossil Expedition program, and then register online. I need to have a number of six people for this to happen, Pat, for it to be worth my labor, for my time to go. And so please do that, and we'll be able to go. And what you do is we will meet at the conservation office. The program date was Saturday, May 14th. We're going to meet out at the office at 10 in the morning. Bring a sack lunch because we're going to drive that hour in about 20 minutes up to Floyd County. It's up by Rockford. And eat at the picnic shelter. Have a sack lunch that you bring on your own. And then we'll spend a couple hours from about noon to 2 going to the on a fossil expedition. The county conservation board up there had the ability to acquire a quarry. The county was trying to figure out years back what to do with it. At one point, they were even thinking of turning it into a landfill, and the conservation board had interest in it for the very reason of fossil expedition. A lot of times you cannot go to parks and take rocks and fossils out of the park. This is what's unique about rock and about this park is you can go there with the intent of taking fossils home, take up to an ice cream bucket, a gallon of fossils home at a time, and they're just laying out on the ground. You can bring a fork or a trowel, a little pick if you want, and dig them out. But a lot of times the rain just loosens them up, and they're just all over the ground, so you're able to just pick them up off the ground. But we'll depart from the office, go up there, have a picnic lunch, do some expedition, and then they also have a nature center up there. And then you can, when we're done, whenever people want, they can go and go through the nature center and then depart on their own. But we'll be looking at Devonian period marine fossils. And so a lot of them, if you look at the picture here, Pat, they look like a snail, There's some horn corals. There's some bryozoa, some brachiopods. Basically, a lot of at that time, there was a shallow inland sea in this part of Iowa, and it was actually a tropical inland sea, if you can imagine that. Iowa, at that time, the continent was further south around the equator. Mm-hmm. So you had that shallow inland sea forming all these fossils that are, you know, we can go see today. But and participants, what they should bring with them is that ice, or that gallon bucket, some sunscreen, bug spray, sunglasses, hat, and a bottle of water. Rock hammers are allowed. Garden trowels or old silverware, but not necessary for picking up fossils. Just a good family day. The last time we did this was, I think, 2019. And we've done it and had people that brought their family and their sack lunch and made a day out of it, and or at least half a day, and had a good time. So please go to the website, mycountyparks.com, and get on Hamilton County's page and sign up.
And that again is May 14th. That's yep. Saturday. Mm-hmm. Leaving Webster City at 10, should arrive up there about 11:30 or thereabouts.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. Heading back home around 3, then back here around 4:30. Yeah. So that should be a fun Saturday afternoon.
Yes, it would. And people can hang around and do more if they want, or they can leave mm-hmm. a little sooner if they want. Totally up to them, Pat.
Very good. So we got the coming of May 14th, all this special rock program, but or fossil expedition. But let's talk about another event that's down the road, and that has to do with the free fishing weekend.
Correct. Fishing is a popular activity out at Briggs Woods Park and activity throughout the state. And Ryan Ruhpiper, one of the deputies from Hamilton County, came and approached me a few years back, and he had heard of a program called Cops and Bobbers that was going across the state. He asked me if we could do it jointly out at Briggs Woods, and I said, sure, no problem, we'll do that. And they've done it. We've done it the last few years. Ryan's helped set that up. Bailey, our park ranger out at Briggs, and then our other conservation staff that's certified has helped with it as well. And that activity is Saturday, June 4th. There's no registration for this. You just show up the day of and you register at the event. And it's at the beach shelter at Briggs Woods Park, June 4th. And if it gets rained out on the 4th, Pat, they'll do it on the 5th, that Sunday. And we intentionally scheduled it for, no licensing required. It's free fishing weekend. And from 8:30 until 9 will be registration. And from 9 to 11 is a fishing derby. And it's a neat activity to get the kids involved with, to meet the law enforcement officials of Hamilton County. So the deputies are out there. The sheriff's out there. Our law enforcement staff is there. State troopers are there. Webster City PD officers are there. And the whole goal of the program is to get kids hooked on fishing instead of drugs and crime, and to show law enforcement a positive and friendly manner, to get people comfortable with law enforcement. It's intended to break down barriers between people and get people to basically trust one another. And we will have some fishing pole maintenance we'll be talking about. We'll have some fish ID posters and some free bags for the kids to take with them, and talk a little bit about fishing regulations, water safety, and other basic instruction. Ryan's trying to get some free fishing poles for kids as well, be able to hand out, and some other materials. And if people have questions, they can call Deputy Ryan Ruhpiper at 832-9500 or contact me at the conservation office as well at 832-9570. So
that's coming up again June 4th.
Yes.
For the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby that was held last year, I believe.
Yeah, we've done it and had good numbers, yep, the last few years. Except for the COVID year, we did.
Yeah, 2020. Do it. But back again this year, the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby. Now, our next event that I see here, John, isn't until July 9th, but the introduction to the Addle. Better explain what this is all about.
It's a tool that predates the bow and arrow. People think of it typically. But it's a big, long spear, basically, a big, long arrow, big, long projectile that you use a lever, which is the Addle. It's got a little holder on the end to be able to hold that arrow. And then you project it. You use it as a lever and project that projectile out. And people would have used it that were here originally to gotten bison down, maybe mammoths, mastodons back in the time during the Ice Age. And they are just plain fun to throw. I've been at naturalist workshops where we've had addle training to where we set up a target. I've got a deer target. And I've got some round targets we'll set up. And we will just try and get better at trying to hit the targets at the program. And imagine going out there and hunting with those tools before guns or before bow and arrows were even around. So this program's for all ages of people and gets people to think about primitive hunting techniques that would have been around prior to us. And once again, I'd like to people to register online at mycountyparks.com so I know how many targets to have set up for that event. And if they have any questions, they can contact me at the conservation office or my cell number at 515-297-0423. And that was on Saturday, July 9th from 10 to 11. It'll be out in front of the Conservation Board office at Briggs Woods. I'll have the targets set up out there.
All right. Also, we have coming up that same month, John, is the Fireside Chat at Camp Anoka. You're back there again for primitive weapons, which is almost like what we're talking about on July 9th. Am I right on that?
Yeah. It's an expanded version of that. We'll be throwing atlatls there, being throwing the long arrows. But we'll also be throwing tomahawks. Mm-hmm. And once again, this is a program that's nice to have multiple naturalists to be able to present. So Karen will be at one station, I'll be at the other. And then we also have a station using slingshots. You know, Pat, you and I grew up with slingshots. At least I did. I admit it. BB guns, slingshots.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of kids don't do that anymore. So we'll have a slingshot station, a bow and arrow station, tomahawk station, and an atlatl station there for people to enjoy. And that's just over by Colville. It's actually the Webster County Conservation Board area. And that was Thursday, July 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. And call it a fireside chat because we sit around the fireside, visit a little bit, and just get people comfortable being outdoors, sitting around the fire. Usually Karen has some s'mores there for people to enjoy and enjoy that chocolate and marshmallow and graham cracker over the fire and sit and visit. Sometimes people just sit there by the fire and enjoy the fire as well. So just a fun program opportunity, and that's all on our website at mycountyparks.com.
All right. Again, we're talking with John Laird on today's Community Corner on KQWC about the many great activities going on with the Hamilton County Conservation Department. Now, one event that follows, John, that was to have been held last year but had to be called off because of the low river, and we're talking about the Boone River cleanup, so it is back this year. Knock on wood.
Yep. Hopefully we were able to do it. And it is amazing at the number of people that have enjoyed that over the years and the amount of garbage we've picked up over the years. Tons of scrap metal, all kinds of garbage in the river that people throw, unfortunately, in the river. Anything from vehicle transmissions, vehicle parts, tires by the gob, garbage that people just throw out. Bags of garbage, bottles, cans, just all kinds of junk in there. And if you get those plastics in the environment, they just never leave the environment as they break down, Pat. They're there forever. So it's important to try and get those out and get them, you know, recycled if possible. But that event is Saturday, August 6th. And if we get rained out, we're going to go Saturday, August 13th. And registration will be at Shelter One at Briggs Woods Park. We'll provide a shuttle. We're going to go from Briggs Woods up to Riverside Park in town and put in there and then come out down at Briggs Woods a few hours later. It's about a 4.6-mile stretch of the Boone River and very heavily paddled during the summer months when it's passable. And it needs to be passable for us to do the river cleanup. You know, it's too low. The reason we don't do it when it's too low, Pat, is we don't want to damage our own canoes.
Yes.
You can't drag them over the rocks and be putting things in them at the same time, and it's just too hard on the equipment. And if it's too high, Pat, then you float right over things and you can't see it to begin with,
right.
And it's not safe if it's too high, if it's in floodwater stage conditions. Anyway, but I'd like to mention we do have just a limited number of canoes that the County Conservation Board has, and so feel free to bring your own. And it's for kids that are 15 years old, or children under 15 must be accompanied by an adult, I should say. Parents sign a waiver, and everybody has to sign a medical information form and release form. And all volunteers have to abide by Iowa DNR boating laws. And no alcohol is consumed on this event. And we will be on the river, we're hoping, by 8 o'clock in the morning. If anybody has any questions, you can call me at 297-0423. And I should mention this is a joint program between ISU Extension and the city of Webster City helps us. Brian Stroner helps us with this as well. And I've got a number of sponsors like the Trash Man that help out, supply the pickup each year for that. So I'd like to thank Chris at the Trash Man for that. That helps us a lot as well. But just a fun event. It's a work event, Pat. Sometimes people have shown up and think it's a recreational float. It is not. It is a hard float to, you know, you're picking up garbage, you're picking up junk. Sometimes people will be picking up things like washing machines, dryers, car parts, fenders, bumpers. And sometimes, Pat, we just have to leave some of that there. If it's attached to an old car and it's along the river, we aren't going to be able to get the whole car. We'll just have to, you know, sometime get it winched out later. But fun event in August.
All right, August 6th for the Boot River Cleanup. A couple of years ago, there was a group, John, you and I both remember this, that took care of cleaning up the entire
Project Aware.
Yeah, Project Aware. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big event.
Yeah, it was. They camped out at Briggs Woods Park, and there's a big group for that, and they did a really good job on the river.
Do they know what they're doing this year?
I haven't. You'd have to go on the Project Aware website. Okay. I don't know. I know that they move that around the state, so that's a statewide event. Mm-hmm. And if anybody else likes river cleanups and they don't want to do things outside of Boone County, I would check the Project Aware website. And I know that Webster County does a Des Moines River cleanup. And a lot of the counties, the county naturalists across the state, if you get on the mycountyparks.com, you should be able to see what other naturalists are doing across the state as well.
All right. So once again, August 6th, the date for the Boone River cleanup here in Hamilton County, along the Boone River here in the immediate Webster City area. Now, we see another fireside chat coming up in the latter part of September there, John.
Yeah, we're doing a program in September, a luminary night hike. We have pumpkin luminaries out on the trails at Winoki, and we hike and see if we can call in some owls and look at stars, look at constellations. And it's just, it has a neat effect, Pat, when you're walking down the trails at night and you have these little luminaries along the trail. It's just really neat, and people enjoy it. Bring a flashlight if you want. We'll provide red covers. The reason we have red covers is so that bright white light doesn't affect our eyes. It takes like 20 minutes to half an hour for your eyes to readjust every time you look at a bright light. So that's why we go with the red light covers that we put on there. And we also will have a number of flashlights that we can loan out to people. But that event is real popular the last few years, and people enjoy that. And we usually have some s'mores and hot dogs or something afterwards at the fireside when people are done as well. And that was Thursday, September 22nd, 7 to 9 p.m. And you can get on our website, mycountyparks.com, and make your spot, you know, reserve your spot on that as well. Mm-hmm. And it should be on the Webster County website as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, a few days later is the Dutch Oven and Campfire Cooking Program. That's something new this year there, John.
Well, I've done Dutch oven cooking before. Okay. I've had a camper that camps a little while. Lyle Jennings has helped me before with that. And I've had the troop, the Boy Scouts here in Webster City have helped me with it before. And this year there's a new scout troop that's starting. It's called Trails Life in Webster City. And they're going to help me with this event. And so we're going to be doing meat smoking. Tony Striegel's going to bring his big smoker out. We're going to smoke up some meat for people to sample. And scouts are going to help me with the Dutch oven cooking. So that's actually Saturday, September 24th. Shelter One area, campsites 39 and 40, Pat.
All right, so that's coming up in the next few months. So if you always want to learn about campfire cooking, it's going to be a good time coming up on September the 24th.
So we're looking to cook with some Dutch ovens, Pat, some cast iron pans over the campfire and some smoking. And I'm going to bring my electric smoker, and I enjoy that. But Tony, he's got a great big smoker compared to mine, and so we're going to use that one. I believe he uses charcoal in that one. But just some different options to give people on outdoor cooking that they could do camping or in their backyards.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, one of the popular events each October are the Halloween hikes that's taking place in two of the three county parks, and one of them is coming up at Briggs Woods, latter part of October. The following week will be held at Little Wall Lake Park near Jewell.
True. This year, Saturday, October 22nd, is the event at Briggs. We're doing trick-or-treating in the campground from 5 to 7. So the campers can get set up, and I would suggest getting out there soon in the week and reserve your site online. But the event has grown huge. This was Bailey's idea, who's the ranger out there, and it's been a great idea. We've filled the campgrounds these last couple weekends in October at these events, and people have enjoyed them. The campers bring food or candy, and then have the trick-or-treating going on in the campground as the kids walk around the campground. We have hay rides, so you park at the beach, and we pick up from the beach, and we take the families down into the campground, let them off, and they do trick-or-treating down there, and then they can go back. And then at the beach shelter from 5 to 7, Webster City Church of Christ is going to provide a meal. I think something easy like hot dogs or chips. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to Tony and Robin for sure this year on what the menu will be. But so there'll be a free meal provided there for people to enjoy. And there'll be kids' games at Shelter 1 in the campgrounds from 5 to 7. And then the Luminary Night Hike, it's an educational hike, is going to start at Shelter 2. And that'll go from 7 to 9. So people, and the last hayride will end up bringing up people up there about 8:30. But we'll have different stations, different people talking about different animals. It's not a scary hike. Last year there was a little confusion. We'd done some programs before with the scouts here in town, and they have their scary hike, which is, I believe, out at the barn. I think Dave has that out at his barn outside of town. But this is not a scary hike. This is an educational event, and it's $5 a person to come to this. So people can walk over there, or they have a hayride up. And so it's a fundraiser. This is a major fundraiser I have for the Naturalist program. So it's $5 per person. We'll collect that money at Shelter 2. We'll have a couple people there. And wristbands will be handed out to people. And you have to have that wristband to have access to go onto the trail. And there's no charge for kids 4 and under, but they'll also receive a wristband. So they just have to talk to our volunteers that are helping there. And no alcohol is consumed on this event. We have had in the past, unfortunately, some people bring alcohol, but it is a non-alcohol event. If people have questions, they can call my cell at 297-0423 or get on the website and look at the description on there. But or they could contact Bailey if they had questions on camping, and her number cell directly would be 515-297-0357. So we do that program jointly together. Bailey and I have partnered on that. And then the last year, actually, Brian Lammers helped us, and Zane has been up, the park ranger at Little Wall, and we do that event together with staff, and it's turned out very well. And it's a matter of doing that all together as a group. And people seem to enjoy the hay rides, Pat, and they seem to enjoy the hike and the trick-or-treating. So it's a free event other than the hike itself, and it's a nice event for people to come to. Right now, with gas prices being high and everything going up, you pay for it at the grocery store, an event like this to go do. It doesn't cost anything other than the hike.
Right.
It's a good thing for families to put on their calendar.
So, again, that's October 22nd mm-hmm. for the hike at Briggs Woods Park. And then the following Saturday will be held at Little Wall Lake Park south of Jewell. So both about the same activities at both parks.
We're the one at Little Wall is just a little bit different, Pat. It's very similar. We have the trick-or-treating in the campground. We have the hay rides that go during that event from 4 to 7. We meet down by the shelter, Little Wall Lake, but we don't actually have a hike right down there. Maybe at some point in the future, but we've had good turnouts down there, and we weave through the campground. We had, I believe, 3 hay racks last year at both events, and we had people waiting, and so we're trying to speed that process up and get more people through the park, and we had a really good showing, and people enjoyed that. What amazed me is how the people really get competitive on the campsites, because best decorated campsite is 2 free nights camping, and second place is 1 free nights camping. And that's at both events. Those are judged, and people really do get pretty creative with their campsite decorations, and people enjoy going through the campground on the hay rack, and the people are just waving at one another back and forth. It's just a lovely evening had by all. We've been very fortunate, Pat. The weather has cooperated. The years we've done it, we've been very lucky on that. Zane Schaefer is the new Little Wall Lake Park Ranger. He's going through the academy right now. He'll be out shortly, and he'll be helping with that event as well.
Very good. So best, I'd like to, best of luck mention, to Zane.
Yeah, Zane. Yeah, he's a very nice guy down there at Little Wall Lake, and he lives in the house at Little Wall.
Mm-hmm. All right. almost pressed for time here, John, but a couple of other events down the road. We have the Owl Prowl Night Hike. Now, that's not till November the 5th at Briggswood, so it should be a owly good time, I would think.
Yeah, and it's just fun to get out in the park that time of year. The leaves you can walk through and they rustle, and it just smells like fall, feels like fall.
Mm-hmm.
So that event will be at the Briggswoods Park Amphitheater on Saturday, November 5th, 7 to 8:30, and we'll walk through the park, walk on the trails, and try and call some owls. And we have been able to get them to reply in years past, and that's just a fun event. The barred owl, the famous Who Cooks For You, Who Cooks For You, is the most common one we try and call in. So that would then just leave us the candy cane hike in December, Pat. And the last year was the first year I did that. That was a program somebody had contacted me on and suggested. And we had over 60 people show up for that. Of course, that was part of Christmas in the City. We incorporated that as part of that, Christmas in the City. And Ryan Ruepiper, one of our deputies, he helped me with that. And he said he could help me again with it this next year because it was so big we had to break it into two, two separate groups. So basically on that, Pat, I put candy canes on the tree, branches, bush branches, logs, whatever I see, it's laid out. I think I had 144 candy canes laid and trees and all over, and it was a well-attended event. So much so that I had to tell kids to take turns, let somebody else have a candy cane if they haven't got one yet.
Yeah, so that's how popular it was.
For yes, it was.
Candy cane hike coming up later this year. On December 3rd, and I believe this will be the same day, if I'm not mistaken. I know it's not official yet.
Yeah.
But the Christmas in the City event, which I believe will be held again this year, sponsored by the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce, and I believe Carl Chevalier will also be involved in that.
Yeah.
Anything else? We're just about out of time here.
Well, we've got a lot of wildlife areas in Hamilton County as well. We've talked a little bit about our two parks. There's also Bell's Mill Park. There's just wonderful recreational opportunities in Hamilton County to get out and see and do. Whether you're going to observe butterflies, you go out and you go deer hunt or pheasant hunt or fish or whatever it is that you do, just enjoy being outside walking. We've got two bike trails, the Jewel Ellsworth Trail. We've got the city trail here, goes out to Briggs. And just lots of things to do outside. And mushroom season's coming around the corner. You and I were just talking about that a little bit ago, come May. And one last thing is, Pat, I'd like to mention, if anybody has any program ideas, feel free to contact me at 297-0423, or they can email me. Get on the website, mycountyparks.com, and email me as well.
One other thing, too, there, John, we want to mention, too, about the fees for the parks this year. See, it's gone up just a little bit, hasn't it?
Well, the rates have stayed the same except for the deposit on the shelters. We were having a terrible time with people not picking up trash. So our rangers and our campground hosts were having to clean up garbage that people left in the shelters. And so they've gone to a $100 deposit because people were not cleaning up. And unfortunately, it's a minority of people. It's not everybody. But so to get one of the open shelters or the barn or any of the shelters themselves, you have to put a $100 deposit down. And that's to encourage people to pick up. It is carry in, carry out trash at the shelters. The dumpsters are provided for the campground only and for the cabins. So it is carry and carry out trash on those. So keep that in mind if you do have a shelter rental and you need to take that home with you.
All right. So again, please pick up after yourself when you're done with your activities there at the parks here in Hamilton County. And otherwise, it'll cost you $100 for that deposit, right?
Yeah. It's refundable, but if you don't pick up your trash, you won't get your money back.
That's right.
So that's an expensive $100 donation to conservation.
Right. John, this has been a wonderful half hour. We've learned so much about the great programs, and we commend you and the entire staff at Hamilton County Conservation for giving us the choice of the great outdoors, a taste of it during these education programs. I know that in these times, it's great to have three parks, Little Wall Lake, Briggs Woods, and Bell's Mill there for people to enjoy
and
themselves.
If people are wondering, we're working on trying to get the water going this week. We've turned water on at the campgrounds. Mm-hmm. And Briggs, the shower house is not open just yet. I know they're working down at Bell's Mill and Little Wall Lake on getting water going as well. Everything, Pat, is weather dependent. You know, right now, the weather is just not cooperating with
us. No, it's not. But it will eventually.
And then there's some reservable sites online and then some you pay at the campgrounds. So.
Yeah, John. John, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. Hope to get you back real soon.
Thank you, Pat, for
having
all
the many activities. And again, if you want more information, call the Conservation Office at 832-9570. Simply call John Laird by cell. 515-297-0423, or go to mycountyparks.com, Hamilton County, and find out all about the great, great programs offered here in Hamilton County's conservation areas, also on Facebook as well. John Laird, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Pat.
And that does it for our Community Corner today. Tomorrow morning, I'll be talking with our representative at the state capitol in Des Moines, and that is I'll be joined with Rob Bacon tomorrow morning. Then a week from Friday,